This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Roger Stone is with us, another three segments, and then there's a lot of huge, massive breaking news at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Greta Thunberg presses Facebook to increase censorship of people that question her. Wow, a little authoritarian. More like Hitler every day. Big Pharma overplaying measles threat. We've got Trump calling Obama someone involved in treason. Congressman questions Zuckerberg on vaccine safety. We're going to get to all of that. We've got more on Fiona Hill. Coming up, Roger Stone is with us here, and I've got a list of things that he's able to get into here, and they're all very important because he's a top political analyst. They've tried to keep out of the game. What do you make of all these polls? Which ones are real, which aren't? People say, oh, Trump just goes with polls he likes. Well, some polls are more scientific. A lot of them oversample, obviously, Democrats. That's admitted. So what do you make of the current polls out there and some of them that have Trump trailing in the poll that came out today?
First of all, I think it's important, Alex, for people to recognize that a poll is like a snapshot in time, meaning by the time it's tabulated, it is already technically obsolete because people change their minds all the time. They change their minds on the basis of events. They change their minds on the basis of new information and so on. Advertising, all of these things change public perception. Now, one of the things you will hear from Trump supporters is, well, I'm not concerned about the polls that show the president behind now because all the polls almost uniformly showed him behind in 2016. I think that that's an incorrect judgment. Let's talk about the polls in 2016. First, throw out those who purposely oversampled Democrats in order to show Hillary with an artificial lead. There are pollsters like that. They shouldn't be taken seriously. But if you are in the polling business, the worst thing for your business is to be wrong. If you're wrong, no one commissions you to take another poll. I think the mistake of the polls in 2016 was largely methodological, meaning there was a base assumption that the turnout in 2016 would be identical to the turnout in 2012, the same number of urban voters, the same number of rural voters, the same number of African Americans, the same number of Hispanics, the same number of Protestants, the same number of Catholics, the same number of women, the same number of men, and so on. And that turned out to be extraordinarily wrong. The turnout was very different than it was when Barack Obama was on the ballot. Fewer African Americans showed up. Hillary never scored as well as Barack Obama, understandably a historic figure. Trump pulled an enormous rural vote, turning out at levels as never before. I remember sitting in the InfoWars studio with you on election night, and I remember when the first returns from Florida came in, and we looked at the returns in Miami-Dade, Broward, in Palm Beach County. And I saw the incredible margin for Hillary Clinton. And I said, Alex, I just don't see how the president is going to make up this kind of ground in the central and northern part of the state. It's not impossible, I told you, but it's very difficult, kind of like drawing to an inside straight. Well, he did exactly that. The turnout in the I-4 corridor and in northern Florida was at record levels, and he outperformed Mitt Romney and before him John McCain substantially, carrying the state of Florida. I feel much better about it. There we are. I feel much better about the state of Florida in the upcoming election because you have a very popular Republican governor in Ron DeSantis. I also think it's more likely it will get an honest count because you have a Republican governor in Ron DeSantis. So the polls should not be poo-pooed, and we'll come back to it on the other side, Nowhere is the president so far behind that he can't make up that ground. He was behind in most places in the close. He closed this race.
Stay there. Is Hillary going to run?
Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly obvious, and I'm not talking down to any of the viewers or any of the listeners. I'm just stating the facts. I own a chainsaw. I've had it since I was in college. And it's a great, good old chainsaw, and I've used it probably 500 times. But a few times I've forgotten to oil it, and it seizes up really quick, and I feel like an idiot for not oiling it. Now, imagine if somebody told me to put, let's say, super glue in the oil container on it. It would seize up forever, but only an evil person would do that. Well, fluoride's like putting super glue in a chainsaw. It's going to make it seize up. And that's why they put it in the water. And they admit they're doing it to hurt you and your family. Yes, they're really evil. Iodine is like putting oil in the chainsaw to help with the gasoline lubrication. It's that simple. I know you understand this, but let's warn other people before it's too late. It's part of the iodine conspiracy. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com and take action against the globalist.
Carbon's everywhere on this planet. It's almost like we're carbon-based life forms.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, Roger Stone mentioned election night 2016, and I think the best short little compilation is at the end of the trailer for Get Me Roger Stone, the big Netflix hit, where they're crying and freaking out, and then we're toasting champagne. But boy, that was like waving a red flag in front of a bull that's high on PCP. Did they come after us after that? I mean, it was like they were invading Iraq or something, the level of propaganda against Roger and I. We were second only to Trump, and then now Roger is the face of the fight of his life. And as an American, obviously, needs our prayers and our support. Ladies and gentlemen, now more than ever, because we are all Roger Stone. We're all Donald Trump. We're all Alex Jones today. But here's a little bit from that trailer for Get Me Roger Stone.
Roger saw something that nobody else saw back in the early 80s.
I suggested that Trump should explore a bid for the presidency.
He created Donald Trump as a political figure.
What have I lied about?
Have you spoken with the WikiLeaks founder?
You're a rape tonight.
Roger, you can't just say that.
You have to be outrageous to get noticed.
America may be collapsing, but Roger Stone is determined to enjoy it.
I revel in your hatred, because if I weren't effective, you wouldn't hate me.
Well, there you go. That's why they hate us so much. Roger Stone here with us. He mentioned this earlier. Let me play this clip. Here's Trump a few days ago saying, you know, the Democrats are really nasty and mean and vicious, but at least they stick together. And he went in and lashed at Lindsey Graham. And now Graham is saying, yeah, this stuff in the House is wrong. That Trump's instincts are right. Roger's right. He's got to go after the on-the-fence Republicans and turn his constituents loose on them. That is critical in our message to President Trump, that the audience is vital in getting to him. Undoubtedly, you'll see this interview or excerpts of it. We're going to have a lot of those up on InfoWars later. It's live right now, obviously. But here's what Roger was talking about earlier.
Well, I think the Democrats fight dirty. I think the Democrats are lousy politicians with lousy policy. They want open borders. They don't care about crime. They want sanctuary cities. They don't care about drugs. They don't care about almost anything. They don't care about USMCA. How about that? I think they're lousy politicians. But two things they have. They're vicious, and they stick together.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and the folks that stick together as the InfoWars family. We wouldn't be on air still if it wasn't for you. And I know Roger's thankful the InfoWars family as well. Roger, I want you to speak to that before you have to go here. And this is a really special, this interview. We can't even tell people really why it's so special. That's the state of this country right now. You've never backed down from this fight. I can only admire that, even though I know you've had plenty of opportunities to turn on the president and all the nightmare you and your family have been through would be over. But you are definitely an example for all of us to live by. I know InfoWars has stood the test as well, but we haven't been through as deep a fire as you have, and I probably don't have to be. It's a Jobian trial, a Jobian test, biblically, what we're all going through, but you particularly, my friend. And so I hope and pray that you'll be richly rewarded and everything returned to you at the end of this as it was to Job. But getting into Hillary, the fact of why she keeps acting like she's going to run, saying she wants to run, staying in, where you see that going, and what happens if she doesn't jump in, and who you think the presumptive nominee will be currently. I guess you're saying Warren.
Well, first of all, thank you for your kind comments, Alex. I don't want to talk about any of that. I do want to resume my analysis of the Democratic field. I really think Bernie Sanders, who began the race in very strong position, having had run before, having had a base of supporters, having a great finance list, a ready-made organization in all 50 states, his time sadly has come and gone. Clearly, he had a heart attack. If it were Donald Trump, the headlines would have been, President suffers massive heart attack. But because it was Bernie Sanders, it was, Senator Sanders experiences minor chest pain, until his campaign finally came clean. Now, we wish him well and a speedy recovery and good health and long life. But while his candidacy was interesting 4 years ago, there is no joy in his candidacy. He just seems angry all the time. He's just angry, yelling at people. I mean, I can't tell where Larry David starts and Bernie Sanders leaves off. And I think that those votes, where they disperse, becomes very important. I think Elizabeth Warren gets a disproportionate number of them. I've said this for some time. I think those who think she's easy to beat need to look again. Clearly, Mayor Pete Buttigieg does represent an important constituency within that party. His fundraising has been extraordinarily impressive for a guy who is the mayor of South Bend. And new polls show him running third in Iowa, which is not insignificant. Joe Biden's candidacy was destined to fade no matter what. His largest single obstacle was his advocacy of the war on drugs. He used to call it the Biden bill. This is the 94 crime bill, which has incarcerated literally hundreds of thousands of poor people and black people.
And it's way more than that. Millions.
Probably millions, I guess. For the first time, nonviolent crime of possession of small amounts of drugs. This is a failed, ignominious.
And notice Trump gets no credit when he federally decriminalized marijuana, something Obama promised to do.
Well, first of all, who is it that gave us sentencing reform? Urged on him by Kim Kardashian, thankfully. And this is going to afford, in the end, hundreds of thousands, if not more, of people unfairly incarcerated a second chance. But the war on drugs has failed. It is ruining lives. It is.
Oh, you don't give yourself credit. You heavily advised Trump to decriminalize the marijuana and nonviolent offenders, let them out. I mean, you're giving Kardashian credit. That's great. And, of course, you can give Jared and Ivanka that. But you, as the political advisor, are the one that have been hammering that into Trump.
Well, something I believe very deeply in, because the war on drugs has been an ignominious, racist, expensive failure. And this has always been my view. If the president were to completely decriminalize marijuana, cannabis, before the next election, it would allow him to make deep inroads into traditionally Democratic voter groups.
He did it partially, but then the last attorney general blocked him.
That is correct. But he could, with the stroke of a pen, take it off of the Schedule I list, which is exactly what he should do. The public is there. When 67% of Florida Republicans, for example, are in favor of legalized cannabis, this is an issue this time has come. I know Big Pharma is against it. I know they won't be able to sell their drugs. I know they won't be able to clean up on opioids if we legalize cannabis. I really hope the president will take it.
I agree, but can you speak to Hillary? I mean, will she jump in? The word is she's telling people she is going to run. I mean, just a few years ago, she said she was. Everybody said no, so she backed off. What's the word on that?
Well, I get mixed signals. Again, both Mark Penn and Doug Schoen, who have worked her in the past, for her in the past, say that she's going to run. I put some stock in that. Those are very, very savvy guys. She would bring a lot of strength to the race, as we said earlier, but I don't know whether she has the physical stamina. This is a marathon. This is a brutal experience. Trump has demonstrated that he has, even at his age, the stamina for another go. He outworked her last time. He would outwork her this time. I think in the end that she does not run, but I have obviously no inside information.
We have one final segment with Roger Stone. And again, ladies and gentlemen, he has a lot of courage. He's gone through a lot. And he has not sold the president or America out. And in today's modern age, that is a scarce commodity. But it's what this country pins all its hopes on is you out there, the listeners and viewers, that still support this broadcast and spread the word about the live feeds like DrudgeReport.com. It's a very newsworthy interview, obviously, with Drudge Top Link. We're very thankful for that because just because something's newsworthy, that doesn't mean people promote it. But Drudge is doing that, and you're doing that, listeners and viewers. And tell people about local radio stations you're listening to, local TV stations you're watching. We're number one on Cloud TV. Any platform we're allowed to be on, we become number one. People are hungry for this. You look at the CNN whistleblowers, information. Most employees hate CNN, know it's all a lie. America and the world's ready for freedom. We'll be back with the final segment with Roger Stone.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Now, as soon as Roger leaves us, we're going to take the full interview that he just did. We're going to post it in the article that's top linked on DrudgeReport.com so folks can find the live feed, top linked on DrudgeReport.com. We have constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, who I really respect, who's one of the smartest people I know. I mean, Roger's one of them, and then literally Barnes is. And then, believe me, the Trump that's on TV, one behind the scenes, even smarter. Wouldn't say Trump dumbs it down, but you know, he doesn't always talk like Don Corleone. Trump, like, finishes your sentences. It's actually scary. These are smart people. That's why I love what I do, because I get to be around all these cool people. And you, the audience, that are amazing folks that I run into on the street, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, the beauty in your eyes, the soul, the spirit, it's really amazing. So the journey is the destination. And, yeah, we get persecuted for what we do, but you know what? At the end of the day, that's why evil's evil. And if you're good, they're going to come after you. That's what Jesus said. So we're only here because of you, and we appreciate you all spreading the word, because that is the king currency on this planet, is your word of mouth. So I salute the listeners and viewers, and I know Roger is very thankful to you all. He always expresses that to me privately and on air. Roger, just in closing, I could ask questions forever. I hope you can join us again. And I don't want to ask any questions I'm not supposed to, but I mean, is there anything you want to say? Any closing comments?
Yeah, I guess it's this, Alex. At the end of the day, the reason the president will get reelected is because he has delivered. It would be different if that were not the case. But there is no way the American people can ignore 6 million new jobs, 650,000 new manufacturing jobs, wage growth at the fastest pace in American history, billions of dollars coming back into the country to be invested here, expand businesses here, create jobs here, unemployment at the lowest point in 50 years. Every time there is a quarter, job estimates are exceeded. This economy is red hot. If Donald Trump had predicted any of this in the 2016 campaign, he would have been shouted off the stage. He would have been mocked. But he has delivered bigly for the American people. Now, I particularly am happy about the criminal justice reform. This is an issue I've been writing about, marching about, talking about for 20 years. The war on drugs has been a failure. The drug abuse is a public health problem, not a criminal justice problem. I'm not talking about drug kingpins. I'm talking about average people, mothers and people incarcerated for the first time, nonviolent crime of possession. It's Donald Trump who signed the legislation giving these people a second chance. That's a comparison I'd love to have with Joe Biden, in all honesty. I'd like to see the president go further, as we've talked about today. Take cannabis off the Schedule One list would cause a sea change in terms of a political realignment in this country. The president is well positioned, but nothing can be taken for granted. Nothing. This will be a close, hard-fought election, and it will be deeply affected by what happens in this impeachment saga, which is yet to roll out. Again, my strongest warning to the president is do not view anything in Washington as Republicans versus Democrats. That is outdated thinking. This is the insiders versus an outsider. This is the status quo versus a disruptor. This is the peak that they have for Donald Trump because he stopped this country's headlong lurch for globalism. He has destroyed their plans to divide up the spoils. But average Americans, I think at record levels, no longer trust the mainstream media, believe that nothing they see on CNN or MSNBC is true. I can vouch for that personally. They are skeptical about big media, just as they are about big government. I don't think that was true before 2016. It certainly wasn't true before the rise of a vibrant, robust alternative media based in the internet.
And I think President Trump, Roger, really gets that when he says it's socialism, communism, and globalism against America and common sense and populism and everybody coming together and all these things and getting us out of these endless corrupt wars and letting nonviolent people out of prison. I mean, that sounds like what a real liberal would actually do. And Trump's betting on America. He's betting on the grassroots across the board that they'll find out the truth and cut through the disinfo and reelect him. And I have no doubt that if he gets reelected, what do you expect him, his stance to be even more aggressive towards restoring the public, draining the swamp? What do you think?
Well, first of all, you point out one of the great anomalies here. Everything is in juxtaposition. The Republicans used to be the war party. Now we're the party of peace. The Democrats are going crazy because Donald Trump wants to withdraw our troops from these endless foreign wars. The Democrats used to be the party of civil liberties. Now they have no problem with government spying. The Democrats used to oppose corporate influence. Today they are heavily corporately influenced. The parties are changing because Trump is remaking the Republican Party in his own
image. This is a true populist realignment. We were almost out of time, and if you've got time before what's coming up to come on, please do. But, Roger, assassination. We've got Governor Well that you know saying that they need to kill the president, but he's through a governmental execution after he's convicted. We have Phil Mudd of the CIA saying the government's going to kill this guy. We have big pushes and Hollywood promoting his death. We have Bette Midler cheerleading the guy that almost killed Rand Paul, punctured his lung, broke six ribs. What happens if they assassinate Trump, God forbid?
You know, Alex, I read the Proverbs every night and every morning. I'm doing a lot of praying, as you might imagine. I pray for the president and his family because he is the one thing that stands between globalism freedom. He is the one thing that is an obstacle to one world government and a total surrender of American sovereignty. He believes in American exceptionalism, the promise of America. He's a very, very strong guy. I worked for Nixon. I worked for Dole. I've known some tough men. Donald Trump is the toughest guy I've ever met, and he isn't doing this for himself. He's doing it for us. This has cost him $2.5 billion of his net worth. He went from being universally liked to being reviled by roughly half the people. So he's not doing this for himself to have a bigger house or a bigger
plane. No, he's a man on a mission. It's very Christ-like.
There's no question about it. So I appreciate those who are praying for me and my family, and I urge you to pray for the president and for the country and for all of our leaders. Alex, thank you very much.
Roger, that in the years I've known you, I guess I've met you like 8, 9 years ago, but we really know each other good for about 5. That's the most powerful interview I've ever done with you. One of the best, probably the most powerful interview I've ever done. This is history. I'm praying for you, buddy, and the listeners are as well. God bless you, and thank you so much, Roger Stone.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. We're going to come back. Let me just point out to everybody that they're trying to destroy this guy and bankrupt him. Please support him financially at stonedefensefund.com. That's one word, stonedefensefund.com. That is so critical. StoneDefenseFund.com. Again, I'm not talking down to the InfoWars audience, but I've been banging my head against a wall for a long time on this, and I'm talking about fluoride, and I'm talking about iodine. Now, if you have a boat, a motorboat, let's say an old Glastron boat, and you want to take it on the lake, you've got to have a lake to put it in. If you're a human being, you've got to have oxygen to live. Okay, it's the same thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the bad halogen is fluoride. That's why in every Western nation they put it in the water. They're going to teach us Christians to lay down and die. The Chi-Coms don't put it in the water. They'd execute you if you did that. They put iodine in the water because it's the good halogen and increases fertility and lifespan and intelligence and everything else. So again, learn about the iodine conspiracy at InfoWarsStore.com. We have all the documents and articles linked. And then get good iodine for yourself because the globalists are fighting to make sure you don't. Again, get iodine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. We are live, broadcasting. broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Robert Barnes here with us. We're going to go about 15 minutes the next hour, but I don't want to take away from Dr. Nick Baggage. He is a pioneer and always brings up a lot of interesting curveballs and angles that are important. Constitutional lawyer right here, he's got so many angles to break down, so much to get into, but let me just take a breath here. Associated Press, ladies and gentlemen, Trump accuses Obama of treason for spying on his 2016 campaign. Roger Stone couldn't even get into that, even though he's at the very center of it on the show. I used to talk to Roger every day. I talk to him like once a month, and he won't even talk about the case in any way. He goes, there's a thing I can't talk about. Well, I can't talk about that. And, just, and I'm like sitting here, and that's how out of control the attack on free speech is. And we've got a constitutional lawyer right here who can talk about that. But the minefield of him being totally proven right about all this stuff, and then he can't even discuss it, and boom, you've got the AG announcing last night criminal investigation of the attempted coup against Trump and all the fake Russiagate investigation. And Roger not even allowed in his case to bring up that they have no proof that the Russians hacked. That's been blocked by Obama's hanging judge. And, you know, I know Stone tried to get you to consult with him some, and then things got away from it at that point. You predicted privately, Robert Barnes, everything that happened to Roger. So we don't do this to say, oh, look how his lawyer screwed up. We did it so that he doesn't run over more rocks here. So we'll talk about that. But the big picture here in just a moment. First off, folks, you hear the bigger the interview, the less I plug. I didn't plug any the last 2 hours. And that's how I fund this operation as the products we sell. You look the local radio stations, it's the ads. And they need your support. And the network, GCN, you know, they're great folks. I have my own satellites, but I've been loyal to GCN and let them simulcast the show. Most of the stations pick it up from us. But I like, you know, Ted Anderson and the fact that he also has a backup satellite for us. But InfoWars was built for what you're seeing now. I've been on air 25 years, started out on Access TV, not professionally trained, had a local radio show within 6 months. It was number one in its slot within a year, had a weekday show within 2 years, was syndicated within 3 years. I mean, my gosh, in 2000, I had over 150 radio stations. Okay. And then I talked about 9/11, how the government covered up what was going on. I lost almost all of them, but I didn't back down. So I came from nowhere, and I've had it all taken away. I was bringing in $3-4 million a year back then. I was hiring people and building things and buying equipment, and then it all went away. I made no money after 9/11 because I came out and people thought I was saying radical Islam didn't exist. I wasn't saying that. I said there's other elements working with it, protecting it. Now that's all come out. But the media misrepresented what I said, and it hurt. But you know what? I stood strong. That's not heroic. That's common sense when you know you're right. So I've been through all these trials and tribulations before, and I know it's all up to God what's going to happen. But seriously, I said to Roger on the other day, I said, I want to support your defense fund. He said, no, no, don't do it. Don't, you know, don't do that. No, no. I mean, it's insane that he thinks he can't do all of this. Well, I'm still free. So I'm going to do it. StoneDefenseFund.com. And I, he wouldn't even talk to me. When I talked to him, he asked, how's the family doing? I told him about his dogs, Pee-wee and the other one, and you know, his wife hurting her knee. He will not talk about anything except what's on air, and then you heard it. And that's just so un-American. And look, he's the one facing prison if he says the wrong thing. And he had an appeal to be able to have free speech. He lost his job here. He used to be a Fox analyst. He didn't want that known because they'd attack the network to get him fired. He used to work for Fox. He lost that job when Trump won. And then he lost his job here because he can't talk. And then I got sued by other people involved with him to try to shut us up. I mean, I'm not even supposed to get into it myself because you just open yourself up. But listen, I'm not a victim. I expect to be attacked. But here's the thing. I expect to win. And as long as you back us, when you get excited, nothing on earth stops you. And history's happening. And everybody can feel it and see it and knows that InfoWars must stay on air. But I told you, we've been back and forth this year in the red and the black. I've even geared up to sell my house, which would only fund this place a few months. Okay, and that means nothing to me. I'll sell that sucker like it's nothing. Because I care about information. Sure, I like a fun car. I like to be able to stay in a nice place or have a good meal. But to me, it's not the status of it. It's just a tool in my repertoire. But we need to keep this broadcast on air. And if I sell everything I've got, that wouldn't do it but for a few months. It's you and your excitement. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And you need Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid, other leading brands at 3 to 5%, and still help people with inflammation and a lot of stuff, and then just your whole body because it's so damn powerful. Ours is 95%. Okay, our brain pill, people take it, and even mainstream goes, God, this is a great brain pill, clean, extended energy. Yeah, because we go out and give you the best there is at a low price. There's leading brands that are basically the same formula for $80. Ours is normally $40, discounted right now, $19.95. Rainforest Plus, we're only making like $6 on that. I'm making $2 on the toothpaste at that price. These ball caps, I'm making $5 on the politically incorrect OK signed ball caps. The point is, we need your support. We have to sell a lot of product to fund things. We have the Everything Must Go, 47% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It's got to end soon. There's a lot of items that are selling out. We have the iodine special, the iodine conspiracy special, where you get the X2, the X3, two different variant types, both excellent, and selenium that supercharges it all. Your whole endocrine system, your brain cells, electrochemical processes of the body. You don't have selenium, you don't have clean iodine, your body doesn't work, period. And this is where the globals really target. You read the thousands of five-star reviews on each product. There's no reviews yet on the combo, the three-pack, because, again, it just went up a week ago, or less than a week ago. That's got to end soon, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, Roger Stone deserves a defense. He sold his house. His defense, of course, is costing a lot more. Now that he gets deeper into it, he's learning. And, you know, it's an embarrassing thing to him. And I don't know why. He ought to be proud of himself. He is very close to bankruptcy. So I want everybody to go to stonedefensefund.com and support it, whether it's $5 or $100. A lot of the middle-class folks and wealthy people need to belly up, folks, to the bar and double down on Americana. This guy hasn't betrayed us. We shouldn't betray him. So StoneDefenseFund.com, and please don't betray yourselves, your own future, InfoWarsStore.com, plus the great products you need, 360 Win. We'll do a couple segments in the next hour. We got this next segment. What are you going to be covering? What angles? The huge stone developments? Let's do that coming up later. What about Trump accuses Obama of treason? The criminal investigation that you said was going on, now openly announced. You said that a month ago here, now it's here. This is big.
No doubt about it. I mean, Stone is part of the front of it. I mean, there's a reason why, and to be clear for the record, Stone hasn't retained me. This is to protect Roger Stone, hasn't hired me. I haven't had any discussions with him. The order issued, the gag order issued in this case is patently unconstitutional, and we'll get into why and how, and what remedies may be taken in the short future by InfoWars to free up, to ungag Roger Stone.
I think the cavalry needs to come to the rescue.
Exactly. It needs to happen. There's been enough. The D.C. circuit.
That witch hadn't shut me up.
Exactly. It's time to move forward. These are ridiculous orders. These are an embarrassment to the rule of law. It's a violation of First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Eighth Amendment rights. It's excessive bail conditions. And it issues that the courts have been abusing certain people's rights under the bail provisions for too long. And it needs to stop.
And you're a famous, successful criminal lawyer. You're not just saying this.
Yes, no.
You're Wesley Snipes, lawyer, everybody.
I had this argument just a couple of weeks ago in an Arizona court where a federal magistrate was shocked to hear about the constitutional issues about bail because they're so used to violating people's bail rights.
Just because they've been wiping their ass with the Constitution doesn't mean it's toilet paper.
Exactly. It's time for it to be restored. Why? Because what we're seeing in the Flynn case shows the significance of ungagging Roger Stone in the Roger Stone case, documenting the scope of what this whole impeachment effort is all about.
Roger Stone is that sweater string. You pull it, the whole thing unravels.
Exactly. You're seeing it in the Flynn case. You're seeing it in the announcement of the criminal investigation.
Stay there. Let's talk about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central, then yours truly, Alex Jones, till 3 p.m. Central. And then we've got the War Room, Owen Schroyer, former of the Roger Stone, but he got arrested, didn't allowed to speak. And then, of course, we also have Firepower with Will Johnson and Tom Papert, 7 o'clock Central, weekday nights at band.video and on the radio and TV satellites for all the great affiliates to pick it up. All the stations are picking up the shows. I want to thank all those stations because the other shows are excellent as well. Now, I want to get into Roger Stone because, like you said, he's a window into all of this criminal investigation of the fake Russiagate hoax as an attempted coup against the president. the fact that they're that ongoing. We know criminal investigation's been going on. Now they're just making it public, which means they're getting very, very close to major movement. As Giuliani said, you would see some of this within 2 weeks. Suddenly they bust a few people barely connected to him and some campaign finance stuff as a message to him. So I want to get into Stone, but first let's look big picture. Because we know McCabe's been indicted. They may try to keep it sealed. And how we know that. So what this new information, Hammerfall, Justice Department announces criminal investigation of deep state coup attempt. I mean, that's what's happened. Justice Department opens criminal investigation into origins of Russiagate. Isn't that really into the criminal coup?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, what's happened is, and it involves the Five Eyes. You've had Durham and Barr going to Italy, going to the UK. The way in which we used off the books various rogue CIA spooks to entrap members of the Trump campaign or people connected to the Trump campaign for an illicit spying attempt to set them up in crimes that they never committed. And that happened at a systematic and systemic level at the very top levels of the Department of Justice, of the FBI, of the CIA. CIA, and maybe even implicating members of the NSA and other military branches. And there's talk already today that high-ranking ex-CIA people, likely people like John Brennan, likely people like James Clapper, are already retaining criminal counsel, private criminal counsel. And there's
That's confirmed. That was in the news a few days ago. Yeah,
exactly. It's already coming out across the board.
So they're getting criminal lawyers. They're lawyering up.
Exactly. And there was from the beginning of this impeachment effort that impeachment was nothing more than an attempt to get ahead of the investigation and criminal investigation they knew was coming
and change the subject.
Exactly. Not only that, to make it look retaliatory. And already the mainstream press and the establishment press—that's their spin already. They're saying, oh, look, Trump weaponized the Department of Justice to go after
this very unusual investigation.
Exactly. When this has been going on from the get-go, they knew as soon as Mueller got shut down and Barr came in that they were going to build.
I remember when Barr testified earlier this year, he just said, we need to fix this. We don't need a civil war. It's too destructive. It's got to stop. It's hurting institutions. Yeah. They didn't take that as Trump saying, just back off, stop it. Let's make America great again. They've just doubled down. So now I take this as Trump says, damn the maneuvers, go straight at them. And now the real war is about to start.
And people forget the last time we had a purge like this was the late 1970s. So it was after the Church Committee. There was a lot of high-ranking CIA people canned, corrupt FBI men.
And you said that a month ago here on air. You said, listen, the deep state makes their run into president, whether they're successful or not. It's going to cause the backlash. And now the deep state has totally revealed itself, hurt itself way worse than Trump ever did out of its arrogance.
And the only way Reagan ever got elected was because the corrupt and rogue components of the deep state got purged. Because it was members of that deep state corruption in collusion that actually Deep Throat was the front piece of that removed President Nixon in manners that raised serious questions. It wasn't what Nixon did in Watergate or anything else that got him removed. It was because he tried to de-Hooverize the FBI that got him removed. And so and when they went and did their coup attempt, it ultimately backfired against them because of the Church Committee hearings and how their COINTELPRO got exposed, MKUltra got exposed, assassination attempts got exposed. Almost everything we know about corruption within the high-ranking...
is from the last time a deep state war like this happened.
Exactly. This is the second one. Trump's been prepared for it, and they were trying to preempt it by launching criminal investigations of Rudy Giuliani, launching criminal indictments of anybody that was from Ukraine talking about what was happening, launching the impeachment investigation and Star Chamber-type secret hearings and Stasi-style approach and intimidation tactics of government employees. This was their effort to preempt it. It failed. Barr doubled down, wouldn't back off. And the Roger Stone prosecution is a piece of this. There's been all kinds of information that has developed in the Roger Stone case that most people have not heard about because the illicit court order gagging him from talking about it. So the information that's hostile to him, the press loves to cover, but information that comes out about the DNC servers, covered up. Information that about CrowdStrike's role and its questionable role, covered up. All of this has come out during the Roger Stone case, but the mainstream press has not covered it substantially.
And we're going to drill into that, exactly. That's why I'm surprised they didn't just give him some way to go away and get out of this, because it seems like having this trial is the worst possible thing. While it's coming out, it was all staged, it's all criminal, it's all made up, and they don't want to talk about Russia anymore, but now they already had Roger lined up to be fried while they were impeaching Trump for Russiagate by now, so the timing's all off. This thing's got the wheels coming off.
Well, the way you take out any whistleblower is you get the whistleblower labeled insane, labeled crazy, lose a lawsuit, lose a criminal case. So that's their goal. Their goal was, let's just make sure he can't talk while the trial takes place, railroad him in an indictment in a venue that is nowhere near a fair venue for constitutional purposes. The D.C. jury pool has been nullifying Antifa cases. They hate Trump obsessive.
They let Antifa stab old ladies.
Exactly. It's like having an African American, having Roger Stone tried in D.C. in this political environment in D.C. is like an African American being tried by a Klan jury in the 1960s Alabama. That's what the equivalent is. And so it's a railroad. It looks like a railroad because it is a railroad. And so the what needs to happen is the court order needs to be removed.
Let's talk about that next hour because I want to finish up big picture here because that's what's Roger's huge and he's totally connected to it. But you can feel the energy, not just politically see it. The last few months I have just been absolutely on edge knowing that this collision was about to happen. You can see it now. Trump saying Obama engaged in treason. It's all fraudulent. There's a coup. They announced the criminal investigation. We know it's already ongoing. They have given them all the chances to back down, which would have been the better thing for everybody. They're not. And so now it's full on war. And you can see Barr and look, the whole nine yards. They've got the position of power. They're going to move. They don't have the cards. Most of the real deep state that actually does the hanging, the Patriots, is not going to put up with this leftist group much longer. And so the left could have stayed in the position of someone having power, but they've screwed the pooch.
There's widespread reports that the white hats within the military, police, law enforcement establishment that were aligned with Flynn are coming to Flynn's rally and now feel that Barr is taking the way to put it is this way. The bell has rung and the fight has begun. So that it's actually on, and it's on in a real and meaningful way. And so they try to take out Flynn. They're trying to take out Stone. They're trying to take out Julian Assange. All as a means to try to take out Trump. And it is ultimately now Trump is fighting back in a real, meaningful way in the future and the fate.
And if he just indicts a few of them, all the others are going to start singing like canaries.
Not only that, I mean, these are people that are not do not have strong backbones. They do not have strong spines. They're not.
It's all bluff. It's all bluster. None of their operatives ever actually killed anybody. If you look, they would order the killing, but right. They couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag.
No.
Little hunchback crones like Hillary.
Exactly.
Who brags about, I kill people and all the rest of it. What a joke.
They would fold within 5 minutes of any kind of real torture. So you put them any under kind of political pressure, any kind of legal pressure, and they're the kind of people who will rat on each other quickly and easily. And there's no honor amongst thieves, and there's no honor amongst the deep state.
There's a big giant facade, and a tornado's coming.
Absolutely. Hey, well, it's here. It's right here. And they know it's here. And they try to preempt it with this impeachment effort. They try to preempt it with all these dubious criminal prosecutions.
I mean, why else would Brennan, when he walks into hearings, he literally walks from one. And it was, I mean, how shameful America, this little criminal, a communist, a Wahhabist who literally hates America. He walks in going, everybody kisses his ass. I'd love to run into that guy in the halls. I tell him he's a piece of filth, like I tell those other ones. I mean, he's a cowardly, knuckle-dragging communist who hates this country and says he does.
Well, I mean, he actually was a registered member of the Communist Party.
Voted for him twice.
Which is extraordinary for a man to then be a high-ranking CIA officer. But he was someone who, like Clapper, was willing and ready to weaponize our intelligence infrastructure, our law enforcement security apparatus.
Well, what a clown walking around like he's Darth Vader at events and, like, bugging his eyes.
Well, it's what these guys are used to and accustomed to. I mean, partly.
Can you imagine strutting around and going,
Well, it's the people who seek power who feel powerless within, and they have a certain psychopathology that's an unsettling and disturbing pathology that is what makes them so dangerous when they have real power. And they have, like Hillary's sick psychotic laugh at hearing Gaddafi was dead.
I mean, literally.
Exactly. When you hear that, you realize this is not a normal human being. This is not a decent human being. I mean, you're not going to leave your five-year-old to be babysit by Hillary Clinton.
I mean, Hillary looks like a psychotic murderer. Her
behavior.
I mean, you can't even make this up.
It's unsettling. Well, she's just at the funeral of Elijah Cummings today, and she's making political pot shots at Trump and comparing him to various.
Hey guys, if you find that and pull that up, Hillary and Elijah Cummings, it'll be everywhere.
It's just insanity. This has been happening all the way through. This has been coming for a while. The president has been willing to stand his ground because he has the audience behind him, his base behind him.
That's the bottom line. Is he says, I'm betting on America. I think they want to be great again. I think they want to be turned loose. And they just don't know what to do because they can't intimidate him. Because Roger told me privately, I can tell people the story. I will only come back. We'll get into Roger. But Trump said, there's a chance they'll kill me or whatever. He goes, I'm never stopping. That's the end of it. And he goes, and I will call the Marines out. Well, the Marines have been activated. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.